Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Michael Coyne is the dean of the Massachusetts School of Law, and he's now a TV star. I don't know if people know this.
But I don't think so.
He's a TV star every night. I mean, I don't even know, like, do the ratings, it's got to rate well since this show, this Karen Reed show, is on every day during the trial, right?
Yeah, things are probably going pretty good for them, but I'm not a TV star. I'm a professor and a lawyer, so I enjoy both roles. So,
when did you first going on? You started on New England Cable News, like you were doing it before I got there, right? I mean, for years.
Yeah, but I was looking at this for them recently, and it's really actually 30 years. We've covered a lot of the big trials over the course of that period, so it's an interesting side gig for me. I enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, well, you're good at it, and we appreciate the time. Listen, let's start with the Reed case again. Here in Connecticut, we're not as dialed in maybe as you in Boston, but I think it's a case that a lot of people know about. They're trying it for the second time. Just can you give us sort of an update of where we are right now?
Yeah, we're probably, this week is likely to be the end of the Commonwealth's case. She's facing three charges. DUI manslaughter is the one that she's most likely to be convicted, if at all. But she's also facing second-degree murder as well as leaving the scene. But the prosecution and the defense have been fighting extensively over the last few weeks or so on the experts, which will be coming this week and then next week as well, with reconstruction evidence with respect to whether the car collided with him, and then ultimately he froze to death as a result of that. So it'll be a pretty intense couple of weeks, but the case is actually winding down at this point. The Commonwealth has been presenting their evidence now for the 4 weeks or so.
Well, I'm curious, since you went through this whole process once before, are you learning anything different? Is anything different happening? Are the arguments changing at all?
Yes, they are. There is new evidence that's been uncovered or revealed in the last year or so. There's a new attorney for the prosecution. He's a special prosecutor brought in. He was actually a defense attorney for many years. He was a prosecutor before that, and was Whitey Bulger's, one of Whitey Bulger's two lawyers defending him in the federal charges here. So it's a change of roles, but he's brought a new energy and direction to the case. Because, you know, any case with a new, fresh set of eyes by another lawyer, you see a different case presented. And he's focused on, you know, the key here to me from the prosecution standpoint is the lessons drilled into us from middle school: drinking, driving, deadly consequences. And he's focused on those three to a large extent. where the last case focused a lot on trying to disprove the defendant's defenses. And that's just not a wise way for any prosecution to go.
We're talking with Michael Coyne, Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. And you can see, I think they stream the show on Peacock as well. Confidential? What's it called again?
It's called Canton Confidential, yeah. And it's on Peacock. They put each week's shows up at the end of the week. So right now there's probably a month's worth of Canton Confidential shows that people do want to get caught up. And it is one that I think touches a lot of people, Brian, because they could see themselves having, you know, consumed some alcohol and end up having being exposed to tragic consequences or being affected as a result of someone having done that. And that's why I think it's people have such an interest in it. Also, the corruption angle of the law enforcement. People have a greater distrust of law enforcement these days.
I don't know if this is a fair question, but as it stands now, what is your sense of, like, and again, it's like at halfway predicting the final score, but.
Yeah. not to take the easy way out, but I think it's a toss up. If there are people on the jury that are looking for evidence to support a guilty verdict, there's there. And if there are people on the jury who have started to make their minds up and say, no, I'm looking for not guilty, the evidence supports both conclusions. And what that means is that it should favor the defense because the defense only has to show that there's a reasonable doubt. Mm-hmm. It's a very difficult case for the government because of the sloppiness of the police investigation, the collection and preservation of the evidence, and incredibly unprofessional behavior by some in law enforcement. So it makes the prosecution's case very, very difficult.
We're talking with Michael Coyne, Dean of the Massachusetts School of Law. The other big story for me, because I was fascinated by, I mean, when I listen to these Supreme Court, you know, hearings, I don't understand half the stuff that's going on. I honestly don't, from the legal standpoint. You know, they're arguing, although, you know, like, I thought Gorsuch, you know, I'm a political independent, and I know he's a conservative judge. I thought his conversational quality was great. I could understand what he was talking about. With some of them, I can't. But I'm curious, it seemed to me, I want you to correct me, that they were sort of separating birthright citizenship from this issue of these injunctions, that a district court can make these national injunctions. And my interpretation was that I think the birthright citizenship call seems like an easy call for them, that they're not going to go against the Constitution on this one. But the other one is the hotly debated one. Should these judges be able to create some national freeze on something the president's trying to do? What was your take on it?
I think that's a very apt take as to, you know, the easy way out of the issue as well is to try and take a harder look at these individual injunctions and see whether a single district court judge somewhere in the country can issue an injunction that will affect people throughout the entire United States and our government. And I think that's the one that they will focus in on here. But, you know, there was some support even for the idea that, you know, birthright citizenship isn't absolute. And that's kind of surprising to many of us. But I do think your take is right. There is a tension there with how would one go about then enforcing what they believe is an invalid executive order?
Right.
Would each person have to do it individually, or each state have to bring it individually, you know, for each state? As opposed to some orders that are so widespread and wide sweeping that therefore the district court judge should be able to issue that injunction. And I think that's where they may try to narrow the field and say that there would be some orders of such magnitude and scope that the district court judge would be able to do it. But the vast majority of these executive orders, it's improper for a single district court judge to issue an injunction against the government. Go ahead.
We only have a minute. But could they do that? Could they make a decision that would sort of limit those district judges? And the other thing is, like, to me, maybe they just make it so if they do something like that, they can fast track to the upper courts, right, to get a decision from the higher courts, even the Supreme Court, at a quicker pace. I don't know. It just seems like
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, you need to
do
something.
They could do that. There one time there was a, if you were going to bring a constitutional challenge, it went to a three-judge appellate panel. They may try to fashion some type of system, or at least, and they could do it by court rules, to alleviate what the concern is that a single district court judge who might lean one way or the other decides to either invalidate or support the executive order. So they could try to be more careful about that. But, you know, the question is, count the noses. How many votes do we have with respect to either way? And it does look like, at least in part, Justice Amy Coney Barrett and Justice Roberts will likely, at least at some point, continue to side with the three liberal justices and perhaps save our democracy.
Yeah, we know where Alito and Thomas are. There's no doubt about that.
It's very clear.
Listen, have a great day, Michael. We always appreciate the time.
Okay, Brian. I'll see you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.